Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. I'm Michael McIntosh, your host, and this is a podcast about manifesting your purest, truest desires. From coming into a place where you feel deep in your being, that you've attained everything you want. I was on a call with a group this morning, and I was saying to them, if you could get everything you want but you're miserable, or you could feel good all the time, which would you prefer? And they all said, I'd much rather be happy. All right, it's very important to remember this, because why do we want the things we want? We want to feel happy. We want to feel really, really good in our being, don't we? And the good news is that when we feel good in our being, our chances of manifesting physical things significantly improve. In fact, if you've studied any of David Hawkins' work, which I recommend you do, The Map of Consciousness, hopefully you know what I'm talking about. He's got a map of consciousness from 0 to 1,000. Zero is the lowest level of consciousness, and 1,000 is the highest level of consciousness. And the higher someone's level of consciousness, the higher their state of being, the more easily they manifest, and also the more happy they are and the more wealthy they are. So this is one of the hidden secrets. And so as we focus on coming into higher states of being, as we focus on our spiritual practices and doing the things that bring us up energetically, as our consciousness raises, so does our capacity to enjoy life, become wealthy, and manifest what we want. So we get everything we want as our internal state improves. Today I wanted to talk to you about being organized. It's a bit of a pet topic of mine, and I'm wishing to share my experiences with you because it's been so wonderful. So, as you might know, if you've listened to the previous episodes, I have been going through a relationship ending and upgrades, and so I've cleared out my house of any random stuff that's connected to that, and then I've been looking at all of my online mess. And you might wonder, what is clearing stuff out and dealing with all of our online messy stuff and accounts and all this stuff, what has that got to do with manifestation? How is that connected? How is cleaning out our house, getting rid of stuff, and upgrading all the mess on our computers and online world, how is that going to make us better manifestors? The reason it's so important is that when we have energetic connections to low vibration things, when we are pulled by various physical items connected to old relationships or physical things that remind us of things that are not inspiring, or mess on our computers or random expenses, all this stuff, right? Every single thing in our life has an energy, a vibration. When we're connected to low vibration things, we are pulled down from a higher level of consciousness to a lower level of consciousness. We can't really separate ourselves from our life and from our stuff, because everything's connected to everything else. So when you walk in your front door of your house, and when you wander around your house, every single thing has some sort of effect on you. Everything has frequency, and everything has associations. And if we want to create something new, something better in our life, then it's absolutely critical that we have physical things in our environment that connect us to our future self and don't connect us to our past self. Now, that doesn't mean that we should just chuck everything out. It doesn't mean like hire a big truck and just chuck it all out, right? And that might be good in some cases, but that's impractical, right? But we want to look at all of our stuff and think, does this energetically align with my future self? So your bookshelf. Hopefully you're reading, readers are leaders are readers. So do the books you have connect to your future vision for yourself? And if they do, great. If they don't, give them away. Does your clothes, are they connected to your future self? I've done other sessions going into this in more detail, but we just want to make sure that it's connected. So I did all that, and then I went on to the computer stuff, which quite frankly is even harder, because I'm sure, as you have noticed, it's a mess. It's such a mess, isn't it? How many random emails do we subscribe to, right? And what about all these random subscriptions that we have? So I went through all my expenses. I went through my bank accounts. I set up a budget, which I've never done before. And went through my business stuff. And it's been quite overwhelming. Because over years and years and years and years, it piles up and we have all these unresolved and somewhat messy things. But I feel really, really, really good about it because I now know what on earth is going on. I know exactly what my expenses are for the first time ever. I've wasted so much money over the years by not looking at that stuff. So I feel internally clean and clear. I feel like I'm now moving forward from a solid foundation. I'm dealing with reality rather than this unstable ground, not quite knowing what's going on. It's much easier to move forward and manifest what we want when we know what we have, when we know what we're dealing with, right? I've realized how blessed and wealthy and lucky I am in many ways because of doing this. I'm like, oh wow, I've got this, oh, this is so cool. And I've found all sorts of bizarre expenses that, like, what is this, right? A lot of the stuff, I got my bookkeeper to send me a list of everything, and I'm like, what is this? So that's all been cleaned up. So not only do we become richer immediately by getting rid of pointless expenses, we also feel cleaner. We know what's going on. I'm going to recommend something if you haven't already done this. I'm not affiliated with this company in any way. I'm not getting any money by saying this. But there is a company called You Need a Budget, YNAB.com. I've never had a budget. I've tried to have a budget before, but it never worked. And I thought to myself, why not actually know what I'm doing? And the point of a budget, by the way, isn't to punish ourselves, which is what I always thought it was. That's why I never did it. It's actually to choose what sorts of things you want to invest your money in. So you're paying attention to spending in a way that is going to benefit you in the biggest way possible, right? So you're saying, these are the categories of my life that I want to improve, and I'm putting money towards them before I just randomly buy stuff. And you can look at their website and you can look at their videos on YouTube and watch it. And I found, just by setting that up, so much more clear and wealthy. And I know that it's actually going to end up saving millions of dollars down the road, like with my business and business expenses and everything, because I'm consciously paying attention to what I'm doing, very consciously. This software brings our consciousness to everything with our money. because the manifestation powers that we have are more likely to increase when we can be trusted with organizing our life. When it comes to money, for example, money is an energy, right? Is the energy of money more likely to come to someone who values money, who knows what their money is doing and invests their money wisely? Or is it more likely to come to someone who squanders their money and doesn't know what's going on with their money? If you think about this energetically, we're trustees of life and everything in our lives. Can we be trusted with more and more money if we don't know what it is for and we don't know what's going on with it? I'm just being radically honest with you. I have wasted so much money over the years because of not paying attention to this stuff. And I know that by paying attention to it, not only will I look after it better and invest it better, but it will energetically be attracted. So you're going to attract more money, and you'll be able to multiply your money when you know what is going on with it, when you value it, when you appreciate it, and when you use it in the most effective way, right? Which is all requires paying attention, and these budgeting software and stuff like that really helps to make it easy. One of the principles of YNAB, which I think is principle number one, is give every dollar a job. Give it a job. What is it for? What is every dollar doing for you? Right? So if you get $1,000, right? If you have $1,000 and you want to spend it on something, what is it for? Give every dollar a job. Is it supposed to make you healthier? Is it supposed to give you wonderful clothes that you like to wear? You know, there's only so much you can buy with $1,000, but it's just an example. Give every dollar a job. Yeah, if you have $100,000, give every dollar a job. What is it for? Is it meant to grow your money by investing it? Is it meant to, you know, spend it on a new car that's going to bring you joy because you can go on road trips or whatever, or you can drive around in comfort? What is it for, right? You can upgrade your house. What are you going to do with it? It's when you think, okay, every dollar has a job and every dollar can be used in a way that gives back more than it costs, then you're going to feel great. It's also worth setting up automatic payments for everything that you use so you don't have to think about this stuff, right? And you often save money by setting up automatic payments as well. So I've gone in and had a good look at all this stuff, and I could honestly do more of it, and I'm going to make time for it every month. But it makes such a difference to really know what you're dealing with, right? You can go, what is going on? You know exactly how much money you've got. You know exactly where it's going. You know exactly what the point of it is. You've decided what is important for you in your life, and you're prioritizing that. You've set up automatic systems to manage things for you so you don't have to do all this work all the time, right? It makes life so much easier, doesn't it? And if you're running a company, it's worth looking at your systems and seeing if they're working properly. I've outsourced so many things in my business, and I've had a good look at a lot of them, and I'm like, oh my goodness, they are not working quite the way they should be. So I'm having to go in and with some of my team clean some of this stuff up, and I'm glad I'm looking at it, right? Because I've been busy on other things. So whatever you shine the light of your attention on is going to improve. And the ideal is that we know exactly what we want for our life that brings us so much joy, our future vision, our future self. Then we shine the light on our physical stuff and on our online stuff. And we say, is this aligned with what I want. Can I remove something so that it's not causing friction? It makes such a difference to have things set up so that there's no friction or less friction. This is one of the biggest benefits of clearing stuff up, is that you remove the friction to doing the things that you want to do. So, for example, if you want to invest your money and save money, then if you set up automatic payments that go into your investment funds automatically, then you don't have to think, there's no friction. You don't have to think, oh, why didn't I do it, and blah, blah, blah. It's done. It's done before. You don't do anything. It's set up, right? You're setting your future self up for success. One of the things I've been wanting to do is more videos. So I've set up a whole video set up. I've got a green screen. I've got all this stuff set up. I've got my podcast stuff set up. Everything's set up, right? So I can just sit here and record. Whereas before, I'd have to go, where's the camera? Is this set up? Oh, I have to move this thing out of the way. I have to move this thing over here. Oh, where's that? Oh, the card is full. Oh, dear, there's no way to... So nothing happens, right? It becomes any little friction like that means it's not going to happen. We're so fickle as human beings. The slightest little obstacle can just completely derail us, right? So if we make it easy, we set our situation up, we clear things out of the way, we make it easy, then all of a sudden the things that we want to do happen almost automatically. So to manifest more, I highly recommend that you have a good look at this stuff. Just tune into it now. Which area of your life do you feel is the biggest mess? There might be a few areas, depending on how much of this you've done before. I started with the house. The house wasn't a mess. I already did a big space clearing, went to Hawaii and came back, did another clearing. And so I'm like, there was 8 bags of stuff still. I'm like, where does it come from? What is going on here? Right? I live minimally anyway. Like, it's just shocking to me where this stuff comes from. But I did the most extreme space clearing I've ever done in my life, and I'm very happy about it. So I thought, before I go online and try and sort out all of my virtual mess, let me clean up the physical mess to get in the mood. Then I went in and took care of all the mess online, got rid of loads and loads of stuff I didn't need, got rid of expenses I didn't need, cleaned stuff up, set up a budget, deleted email addresses that I don't use. And I saved a lot of money. And we all have a slightly different setup, but if you can consolidate things, like if you have too many bank accounts, can you cut them back? Or maybe you don't have enough bank accounts. Another book I recommend, by the way, is Profit First. If you run a company, definitely read the book Profit First, which talks about how you can set up your accounting so you end up with more money. So all these different things, setting up the right bank accounts that you need, setting up any accounts, right? I went into LastPass. I don't know if you use that, or one of these password saving things, right? You know, the ones that save your passwords, so you have one password and they autofill. Guess what I found? You might find this too. I found that a large number of the passwords that I have, first of all, they're outdated, they didn't work. Secondly, a bunch of courses and things that I bought, they no longer exist, right? They're just gone. Like the companies that I bought them from are no longer in business. And so you can't access it anyway, it's gone. I think I deleted half of my passwords, half of them. So, and that's great. So when you go to log into stuff, it's easier to find everything. It's easier for it to autofill, there's less there. So all these things, right, they take time to set up, but then down the road, it saves us huge amounts of time. But energetically, we just feel better that we're not carrying burden around with us. We're not carrying all this weight. So, highly, highly valuable. One of the easiest ways to become richer is to cut back your unnecessary expenses. If you just stop spending money on stuff you don't need, you'll have more money. So hopefully this is helpful. To move forward, it's useful to cut the chains of waste and weight that cling to us. And I can report back to you that I am feeling so much better, so much more relaxed, so much more capable of doing the things I want to do because I have cleaned all of this stuff up. And I've also developed a habit of doing it. So whereas before I really reluctantly did all this stuff, I now like it. I used to think, oh God, organizing, it's so boring. I like to create things. Now I like it. I think, oh, I can go in there and clean stuff up. Yay. So I've actually developed a taste for being organized, which is going to serve me tremendously down the road. You might already be a super organized person and think this is all ridiculous, right? Because people who are already organized think people who are creative and disorganized, there's something wrong with them, right? And I typically am a more creative person. But a lot of us are creative and we're not organized. And when we get into it, we develop the habit, we develop the taste, we sort out our lives, and then we can move forward much, much, much more easily with so much more ease and grace. Yay! So hopefully this is helpful to you. I'm wishing you every success in your ventures. And I hope you feel so good as you get more and more organized. Even like a couple hours doing it here and there makes a big difference. So however much you can, it's going to allow you to feel better, save you time in the future, and manifest so that your wishes are fulfilled in real life. Lots of love. Talk to you soon. Take care.